Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, definitely. It's nice coming back here, you know, beautiful stadium, you know, tough team to pitch against. And obviously being here last year, I got to know them pretty well. But yeah, it's good being on this side and excited for the series.
I'll ask you about some of their guys in just a second. But you had a big moment as your first moment for a Met, trying to get a veteran hitter like Brian Dozier out, first and third, two outs, big spot. It had to give you a lot of confidence to get through that.
Yeah, definitely. I think thankfully I had faced him a few times in the American League and had some pretty good success against him. So I had an idea of how to attack him, which definitely helped. If I had gone up there against a hitter I hadn't faced too much, I would have been thinking about it a little bit too much. But just went out there, went to my strengths, and was able to get a big out there to keep the lead tied and keep the game tied. And hopefully I can be more of a help here moving forward and get in some more big spots.
How did you feel when you got the news to come over to the Mets? I know it was, when you were a kid, you followed the Mets, obviously, but they're in the midst of a pretty good run right now, too.
Yeah, it's exciting. I think anytime you get a chance to play for the team you rooted for growing up, it's an hard opportunity to turn down. So that's kind of what it boiled down to. And I'm just really excited to be here. I'm hoping I can help. And being in this race like we are right now is exciting. This team's playing really well. And after watching this past weekend, I don't know if you could ask for better games than we had Friday and Saturday. So it's really exciting here moving forward.
I know you had some other offers, but was it when you heard the Mets were in it, that was it for you?
That wasn't it, but it was hard. It was one of the factors that was hard to turn down because, like I said, I might never get an opportunity to play for them. So, and like I said, just being in the middle of this wild card race and I know I can help the bullpen was really just the factors that kind of just put it over the top.
When you look at the Atlanta Braves, you look at Freddie Freeman right away, Acuna and Albies, those guys are tough outs. There's no question about that, and they're playing pretty well right now, too.
Yeah, definitely. I think they have, you know, 5-6 bats in their lineup that are really tough, and I think what makes those guys even tougher is that they're ready to go pitch number one. And I think for any time a reliever comes in, those are tough at-bats to have because you want to make a quality pitch, but then if you're behind 1-0, now they're in the advantage. So it's, you know, when they have three guys at the top of the lineup like that are really good hitters, 0-0, it definitely makes the whole lineup that much more, more aggressive mm-hmm. and better.
You know, when you look at this team too, you know, struggling for a wild card but trying to get into the playoffs at any cost, you look at the starting rotation that they have, and that can play out very well if you can get there.
Yeah, definitely. I think when you have the guys, you know, to go into the playoffs with five guys like that, it's going to be tough to beat. And I think when you go out there every single night, you know who's going out there to throw against the other team. It's pretty incredible. So I think that you know, when a team comes into a three-game series and they see the three names up on the board, it's definitely in the back of their minds. We'll be lucky if we get one here. So I think that's a huge advantage to have.
How are you work-wise right now? I don't know how much work you got before you came here and you only had the one batter the other night. Are you in a good spot right now?
Yeah, I think I'm probably the most fresh I've ever been. I didn't really, you know, due to my own, you know, inabilities to get guys out, I didn't have as many chances in Chicago. So little, if anything, maybe, you know, some more work would be better. So that's a good place to be when you're in August, especially on a team that could use a little bit of help. So I'm really ready for any opportunity, and I love pitching as much as I possibly can. So I'm sure they'll take advantage of that.
Well, one for one so far. That's a good start. Anyway, Brad, listen, thanks for the time. Welcome, and good to see you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.